Very quietly last November, the United States Geological Survey added nickel and zinc to the list of that country's critical minerals, or minerals essential to the economic and national security of the U.S. and its supply chain. The addition of nickel and zinc to the USGS critical minerals list is important for two reasons. And both of those reasons bode well for Sudbury, Northern Ontario, and Canada. First, U.S. lawmakers have made decarbonizing their economy a priority, and battery-grade minerals like nickel and zinc are essential to this transition. This same conclusion has driven Canada's mineral strategy for the past several years, and the U.S., like the rest of the developed world, is matching Canada's ambition in fighting climate change. Second, as the U.S. determines its needs for a safe and stable supply of these minerals, we know Canada and Sudbury will play a major role in the supply chain. Sudbury and Northern Ontario are at the epicenter of this opportunity. It's simple, moving away from carbon-based energy will require many of the metals we produce right here in Sudbury and Northern Ontario. Solar cells, high-density batteries, wind turbines and smart grid technology all require nickel, copper, cobalt, zinc, lithium, and other precious metals found in the north. Our federal government's goal is to have zero-emission vehicles account for 100% of light-duty vehicle sales by 2035. Several European countries and some U.S. states also set a goal of selling only new electric vehicles within a few years' time. For example, Norway expects that by 2025, 100% of new vehicles sold there will be electric. This means the world needs Sudbury resources more than ever. And above all, the world needs these resources to be produced sustainably. That's where Sudbury comes in. Several Sudbury mining supply companies are leading the way in electric underground vehicle technology. New battery and energy storage tech is being pioneered here at an industrial scale. In fact, the first all-electric mine in Canada opened just north of Sudbury last year, and every piece of equipment in it was designed and built in Sudbury. That technology has applications for industry all over the world, and it's based right here in Sudbury. Vail, for example, shares our government's determination to decarbonize the Canadian economy and create a greener and healthier future for Canadians. By 2030, Vail's plan is to achieve a 33% reduction in GHG emissions and by 2050, carbon neutrality. It will invest $2 billion to meet these ambitious goals, and we are already underway in defining projects to get us to this target. Add it all up, and this will mean lots of very good-paying jobs here in Sudbury. The Mining Association of Canada recently told the Federal Industry Committee, of which I am a member, that Canada's mining sector will need an additional 79,680 workers by 2030 to meet basic production targets. Filling this labor gap will require us to work with our post-secondary institutions to develop outstanding programs and attract the best students from across Canada and other countries. That, in turn, makes it easier for local employers to fill the talent gaps that have been holding them back. It is also a significant opportunity for First Nations, who already play a key role in the industry. The minerals industry is proportionally the largest private sector employer of Indigenous people in Canada. It provides jobs to 16,500 Indigenous people, who make up 12% of the industry's workforce. Going forward, I anticipate local, provincial, and federal discussions on how we can reopen our country and rebuild our economy safely and sustainably for future generations. There is no doubt Sudbury and Northern Ontario will be at the center of these discussions. The people of Sudbury have accomplished a great deal together. We have an unprecedented opportunity to ensure Canada remains a safe and prosperous country for everyone. Vivian Lapointe is the Liberal Member of Parliament for Sudbury.